And we welcome you. Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for being here. Mark, thank you for connecting us. We're all internet out and comfortable here in the other chambers. And it's November 14th, 6 p.m. And we're going to call the meeting to order for the Derby 350 birthday team planning. Etc. Okay, so we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Roll call, Susan Schroeder here.
Ian Schroeder here.
Okay. Everybody signed in, and hopefully everybody's got a copy of our agenda, and everybody's got a copy. There's a hard copies here for people, and there's also, they were emailed agendas, as well as the 350 birthday calendar, and that's good enough to get us going.
I wasn't on.
Yeah, sure, you can, absolutely. In fact, you signed in, right? So, okay, awesome. Thank you very much. What we'll do right now, real brief. Oh, good. I don't know what that was. Okay, we're going to go around the room real quick and introduce ourselves and dive right into the meeting. I'm thinking this is going to be one of our shorter meetings only because we generated a lot of other work already, and thinking that perhaps between now and the next meeting of December 5th that we can tidy up our calendar and any committee chairs. Let me just make sure I'm keeping to the agenda. I guess right now let's go around the room and then we'll open it up for public portion. Okay, that makes sense. Want to start, Ian? Okay, Susan Schroeder, Chair, Cultural Commission.
Megan Jackson.
Diane Gill Ostuno. Oh, and Snowball and Chris Gill.
And let me acknowledge that we have Roger Solway here, Economic Development Director, Alan Kniper of East End Hose Company number 3. And our town clerk, Mark Alafalo, and I see Will Sarazin, and I may be saying that name incorrectly, and also Tom Lionetti. Welcome to all. And what we'll do is open up the public portion, which will remain open. We said we'd be here till 7:30, but thinking we may get out early. And Megan, did you have something?
No.
Yeah. Anybody here so far? Okay, we'll just follow the agenda then. Going through the old business.
Madam Chair, sorry about that. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, it's Mark Carfalo, town clerk. Just wanted to I got a message from our mayor-elect, Joe DiMartino, mm-hmm. who wanted to attend the meeting tonight, but he couldn't make it tonight. So I send that note to you just to let you know.
Thank you.
And just also to remind that this committee has not been officially appointed. So before any decisions are made, or last month you said you were going to appoint committee chairs and so forth, but as you said at the meeting, there was no quorum, so there was no ability to do it. And after reviewing the minutes, this committee was the 350 was never duly appointed, so
correct.
We need to do that. And he's just asking for a little time so that he can formulate that and make sure that it's he understands the full breadth of it, so
awesome.
Allow him some input on that.
Yeah, we welcome that. Do you have his email address?
They're in the process of setting up a city email address for him.
Okay, well, we'll wait. We'll wait because it's a little interim time right now. So
right.
We'll wait to hear from Joe. Okay, and I should say Mayor Joe. And that starts when? December 4th?
December 2nd.
December 2nd, so we'd hear after that. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. So what we want to do now, and we're going to go forward, and we're always seeking guidance every step of the way. It's been very, very incremental. We've been meeting since, I want to say, March. In fact, this is the time for me to probably read this right now for some, what's the word they call it when you're trying to, perspective. But I just want to say to everybody, thank you for putting up with us since April. The reason why I got involved as cultural chair is because a year ago at my dentist appointment, Dr. Anita, my fellow Lions Club member, asked me if, you know, we'd be interested in taking this on. And at that time, I was hesitant because I'm a new homeowner from 2009. So I felt like, you know, really, who am I to run something like this? But being I was coming to Derby since the 80s delivering high school presentations. So I fell in love with Derby then. We were always hiking up here. And I said, why not? So with Mayor Zeke's blessings, we began meeting in April. And I feel like now we're going into the holidays with a beautiful 2025 year-long celebration calendar with commitments. And these are all standalone committees. Nothing sanctioned yet. I realize that. But the important thing is that we drew interest throughout the city and drew out people who have the talents, the time, and the resources to make the 350 happen. So that's a really good launching point, I feel like. Most here have committed, and we thank everybody who's reached out. My role is as facilitator only. That is it. So I've been spent the better part of 8 months speaking with cultural committee contacts, and we've got 24 exciting committees from all walks of life. It's stunning to me, really. And you're looking at the calendar there. And in looking at the calendar that I published, I hope everybody has a copy of both on Zoom and right here. The calendar is the whole year, and it's all seasons. The idea was to have events all year that were within reason, that were within a budget. And anything highlighted is going to be costly, and we realize that. And as far as budgets and costs, we're excited because we've reached out to the Valley Community Foundation. We'll be meeting with them in a couple of days just to brief them on, you know, what we're doing and our committees, because I do grant writing, and it's you know, you've got to kind of assimilate what we hope to do and where it would fit in with certain grant options that are out there. And there are many exciting ones. There's like couple $100 grants to $10,000 grants to $50,000 grants. And so the possibilities are exciting. We, you know, we got to be realistic on what we're going to dial in on, but, you know, we walk in with an open mind. We're also looking for possibly an increase to our cultural budget. And, you know, that remains to be seen. So this would be at the top of 2024. So I'm asking for your continued goodwill as we turn the corner for the new year 2024 and beyond. The meetings will continue each Tuesday of the month. And special love and thanks to community legends, Jack Walsh, Dave Condon, Mark Anthony, who gave us our initial guidance, and Mark Alifalo, because really we needed to lay down the foundation of the history, you know, to know.
Susan, sorry, you keep saying my name wrong. You keep pronouncing my name wrong. I don't know if it's a mistake or what it is, but it's Garofalo.
And Mark Anthony, both of you. Okay.
Yeah, no, you're pronouncing my name wrong. So that there's no Garofalo. It's Garofalo. G A R O.
I'll try to remember.
Like Frank L. Yeah, you better. Thanks.
I know. Because the Italians are coming after me. Hey, wait a minute. I'd like to hear you say my last name correctly.
But which one? Which Which one is it? Is it Leanne Zero or Schroeder?
Legally, it's hyphenated. It's both.
Oh.
Yeah, but try saying my Italian name.
Lanzaro.
I never say it that way. Yeah. Isn't that cute? So I really want to sum this up. My chair remarks is giving my utmost thankfulness and graciousness to Mayor Richard Zekin for allowing us the autonomy to embrace this and go forward. And on the other hand, we want to welcome Mayor Joe DiMartino, who is going to be in our future. And just in reading a little bit about how he wants to approach things, you know, we look forward to a bright future. So those are my brief remarks. And then I'd like to go back into, let's see.
And Madam Chair, just a reminder, the committees were not decided on last month. Nor was the calendar. It was just a bunch of concepts and ideas that were not voted on because there was no quorum.
I know, Mark, but you know, I do remember last month that if I recall the meeting minutes correctly, that we heard a lot of feedback because we weren't making progress. And so we've made significant progress. In fact, we jumped the hoops. The two main points that we ended the meeting with were A, that we develop a calendar, we attach events to the actual calendar, and then also that we deliver on our fiscal research on each committee. So again, this, as I said, is a proposed, what we're looking at here, most of us, we're looking at proposed calendar. And it's important to discuss it because I'm representing every single committee chair that stepped up and they want to do this. There's no quorum here. There's no voting taking place tonight. So we've done our duty as far as publishing the public portion. And I'd like to do the duty to all of the committees and the chairs that are behind the scenes working feverishly. They are, standalone independent committees that
are actually
and I'd like to be able to continue to discuss what they said. And then, you know, at the end, Mark, you're welcome to sum it up and, you know, you feel you need to as a town clerk. Does that work? Does that work for you?
Sure. Yeah, but I mean, they're not standalone, and
let me at least get through this because you last month. See, now I'm getting off a course, and every time we do this, or we get into a little, you know, dissension here, it's hard for me to keep focus, and everything's all planned out. And you're certainly welcome to have your say, Mark, at the end, if you don't mind. Just let me get through this. And, you know, nothing's being voted on here. So that makes sense. So where was I? and I do understand what you're saying, Mark, but just try to understand what I'm saying, too, because you were the one that was the most vocal about us making progress. And then we went ahead and we made decisions and agreements on what we would deliver for this meeting. And here we are, we're trying to deliver. And it was difficult too, because we couldn't appoint all the cultural appointments that we wanted to. That would have been ideal had we been able to. We have three people pending for months now. Anyway, so that's done. I think what I'm going to do right now is represent the chairs. Oh, I won't use the word chairs, okay? I'm going to represent the people that we've been working with for months who can't be here tonight because there's a million meetings going on tonight. There's Board of Education meetings. There's Catholic War Vets. They're having their wonderful patriotic essay contest planning meeting. That's for a tradition now to be every July 4th, which I was a part of, and I can't be at both meetings. There's all sorts of, and a couple of people are out sick. They're having procedures done, and they're taking that nasty medicine, and they feel too ill. But they definitely have been contacting and wanting to be represented. So going back to old business and committee chairs, budgets, et cetera. What I'm going to do is dive into 350 chair messages. There's people that wanted to relay messages to this group that can't be here. And one of which was Principal Rachel Caggiano of Derby Middle School. And they had a Board of Education meeting on November 8th discussing our basic future, working to get the students involved with art in a serious way. And do you have that information?
Good question.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna play it so you can hear what Rachel has to say. She can't be here, but next month she would wanna be here.
Birthday extravaganza. You're laughing. No. So we met with them today, particularly because I'm interested in partnering with them in regards to getting a mural on the outside of Durham. So a mural that would be placed as the brick wall coming up right outside of the blacktop area, possibly partnering with an art installation group to establish that. They would like to use it as like a kickoff. It would happen before the 350th birthday year celebration. What would be a start with the ultimate goal of murals being put up and down 34 as part of the revitalization project.
Can't hear anything. She's breaking up bad.
We'll summarize it. We're listening to it here. We'll summarize it for you, Tom.
Separate, it would come with a 12-week after-school leadership program where the kids would be able to participate in painting and be a part of that project. The kids work on the installation that would get installed for themselves.
I think. Okay, so basically what the principal is saying is that they're excited to have their students be involved in painting a mural in Derby Middle School. They have the resources to do it. It would be like a 12-week program where the students would be working with this commissioned artist. And, you know, all of that, if it was done before our celebration 2025, then that would be all that would be going into our time capsule, those pictures and, you know, everything related to that. And they're also excited about just 2025 in general. So we have their support, and Rachel will continue to work with us. Next was...
So will this be a 350th mural?
Well, we're not sure, but it may well be, because the way it's going to work is that we plan on delivering a presentation to the alders for January. But I think that, like everything else, you know, it takes time, months, you know, it might be a liability issue for the city. There's a lot of, you know, moving parts in something like that. So we're thinking.
But what is the theme of the mural?
That has to be decided too. That's a community effort, you know, with, and we're going to provide those publications that came from the mural organization called Rise Up. But typically, murals are a community endeavor. The part of the process besides seeking alder approval is to seek community approval, to have a meeting like we're doing right now and, you know, figure out what would be a good theme. They've done hundreds throughout Connecticut. And I've seen every theme you could think of, from athletic to specific cultures. You know, where at this point, we don't know. The brick building facing Osborndale, Derby Middle School.
So they'd be putting
it. Yeah, the brick building. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they want to do. Yeah. And who knows, maybe that those water tanks will be next. I mean, that's like whole standalone. I don't know. I think the water company owns that, but. In any case, that is the goal. That's something that would, because, you know, we don't have in Derby a real focus on sculptures and murals here yet. And it is something where it draws dialogue, it draws imagination. We're not all about sports, and we excel at sports. Boy, the running club, you know, cheerleading, Pop Warner, all of that, even our new football team. But, you know, there's the artist side of Derby too. And I've substituted work with students. They have a lot of talent. So now, again, you know, this is all proposed. This is not anything in concrete, but these are your excited, enthusiastic people that want to step up for 2025. And we want to be encouraging, but at the same time, we need to be cautious. And, you know, there's a fine line to be able to make it all work. So here we are.
Well, I mean, I read your post on Facebook, and it basically said it was already done.
Say that again.
So,
what?
I read your post on Facebook, and it basically said it was already done. So that didn't sound like there was
community. No, it didn't sound like that at all. It didn't. There's a lot of vocabulary inserted in there that said maybe, hopefully, proposed.
Well, Mark, sure. I think you have a valid point, though, that the 300.
I can't hear.
Into the celebration should be something representing years of serving. So if it's like on the school, you can see different scenes of how the patient progressed or different scenes of how the city progressed over those three years, an artsy picture.
Right.
Make it actual pictures of, you know, maybe classrooms with the old class progressing to what the classroom is.
Hey, wait, hold it, stop, everybody, stop. Okay, just for a minute, guys. Mark, where are you? Because we don't have the right, we don't have the right equipment here.
You can't, no, I, but I told you this. I told you this at the last meetings. You have to turn, if you use your phone,
no,
it has a unidirectional.
Mark, stop right now. You were here last time with those wonderful phones and microphones of yours.
It was my telephone. It was my telephone.
I thought that that was what was provided to us in meetings. You know, we're going really off track here.
I couldn't hear. That's what we're doing the best that we can.
It's too bad everybody's not in person. Tom, can you hear? Roger, can you hear?
I could hear you plain and simple. When the other woman was speaking, I can't hear a word.
Okay, well, Diane's basically, and I'm glad, this is why we're doing this, but we can't really do it in this form per se yet.
Mark.
Yes.
When are you going to get this? When are they going to get this hooked up properly?
Hold on. Go ahead, Diane.
Turn it this way. Can you guys hear me now?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. All I was saying was, I'll make it really quick, is if we're doing a mural like on the school, it should be, like Mark said, representative of 350 years of Derby. So either being on the school, stick to how maybe education has progressed, like maybe what the schools, the classrooms looked like 350 years ago, and then progress to today, or do it for the city and do what the city, pictures of how the city looked 350 years ago and different pictures as the mural goes, progressing to today, keeping it in line with the 350th anniversary. That's all I was saying.
You brought that up because that's actually a parallel idea as to our other educational focus, which is going to be Derby's manufacturing history gallery, live presentation, actually. And I'm going to skip over to that right now so you understand what I'm talking about. Let me just make sure. Okay. You're going to love this because it ties in. Okay. And it does. Okay. Jim Gildea, who is the Board of Education, I want to say chair. Okay. Thank you. He is interested, and I'll give you his words. But here's what we were talking about doing as well for the 350 in terms of, you know, portraying the timeline. Okay, the time, and Diane was talking about portraying for a mural, the timeline of, for instance, you know, education and maybe classrooms. You know, our original schools used to be over at Academy Hill Road. You know, that beautiful park is where students sat and, you know, they learned. And how about if, you know, we could have that painted along with the 30s classrooms right up to present day. And on the same field is we were speaking a lot about having a, we want to show the manufacturing history of Derby in terms of hardware. And so we were speaking of having a spinning wheel and every other piece of hardware as much as we could, right up until what we're doing in Derby classrooms to do with manufacturing technology, because it's really fabulous, you know. And students are now graduating and getting out there in Connecticut. Connecticut has a vacuum as far as trained people for manufacturing, but Derby, you know, Derby's nailing it. That program was started, a couple of years ago. So here's what Jim says on that, because he's into it. We're calling it Colonial to Gen Zer Manufacturing. Kind of a live show. Okay, I'm looking at it. I don't think you guys have it. Oh, okay, good. And you can reference this on the calendar, those of you who have it. Anyway, here's what Jim has to say. He'd rather be here, but he can't. He's got the BOE. I do not think I can make tonight's meeting, but I remain interested in participating in the 350. I would need more time and more research and help in researching manufacturing in Derby over the last 350 years. And I've copied Kelly, who has the resources also. If they're regular meeting nights, please let me know so I can block them out in the future. And Jim, of course, as you know, is Mr. Manufacturing Technology himself over at, it's not Tetley Tea. What's the other tea company? Bigelow, thank you. And if you've ever looked at their websites, oh my gosh, I mean, if it's a Fairfield location, they literally import loose tea. And then they're using these belts and conveyors, and it's all pouring in this way and that way. And, you know, Jim's in the thick of that. And what better person could we work with to help get this committee off the ground? So we have his support. And that's in parallel with what Diane's saying, you know, a timeline like that. So, and again, that's something that I'm sure each committee, we're calling a committee, and Mark doesn't like that, but each group, each, you know, interested party would welcome your input. In fact, you, Diane, would be, you know, on that committee with Rachel. You would meet with the students, you would meet with Rise Up, you know what I'm saying? You'd be a part of it.
Whatever you want.
If that's what you have a passion for, yeah, sure, you could do that. Oh, well, I love it. Okay, I duly noted. All right, Al, did you want to speak now? Am I holding you up? I'm holding him up so bad he walked away. Al Kniper? Okay, Tom, did you want to say anything? Wow, everybody fell asleep.
No, I'm saying nothing.
Oh, okay, because Tom, I got you at the top of the calendar list. I don't know if you have it in front of you.
No, I'm sorry, I don't have it.
Okay, if you got your emails today, then it would be in today's email attachment. But it doesn't matter because we talked about it already.
All right.
Okay, well, you look for that, and I'm going to continue on with the messages for the people that couldn't be here tonight. All right. Here's another committee sort of we had looked at doing. I was going to be working with the senior center to we had people signed up to do, they were interested in researching their family tree. So we thought for 2025, wouldn't that be a fabulous like winter or fall cold weather event? You could go into the senior center and have your family tree research, at least get started, because there's a lot of online information and tricks, and some people need a little hand-holding. So this is something that Dawn has agreed to at the senior center. She would open up her facility and let us use the computers, and we would have two-hour sessions per people. And then they would get a little sticker, you know, I got my family tree. And you could tie it in with a 350 somehow to any Derby residents that have that lineage that go way back. You know, it might be something of great interest that you would share with everybody. So some people are natural at doing family trees, but other people need a little bit of help. So that's something that we talked about, and it's on the calendar list. As far as the time capsule goes, Christine Boulay had stepped up months ago to be the chair for that. She can't be here tonight, but she said, yes, I will chair the time capsule. Now, there's two phases to that, the time capsule opening and the time capsule burial. So I think Mark had expressed that he wanted to be part of the time capsule. Also, Pat Sweeney of Derby Neck Library. So we had three wonderful people that wanted to do that. And this was Christine's message to us. She's going to chair it, and it's going to go off and running. And it's up to those people to, you know, go forward and see, because that's going to be a ton of logistics, public works, I guess. And I don't know.
But again, Susan, none of the chairs were picked. I'm sorry. None of the chair. You're saying somebody's going to chair it. Like, no, nobody decided who the chairs were going to be.
Yes, but somebody stepped up and offered to, and that's what counts.
Nobody decided who the chairs were going to be, right?
Right, but somebody stepped up and offered. And Mark, this is a whole thing you were complaining about in the last meeting, and now here we have everything, and now you're still not happy. So, you know, let's just not nitpick on vocabulary. No, you.
As I said to you before, okay. There's no form. In fact, all just
right, a right now you're all a little bit out of right now you're a little bit out of order, Mark.
Really? Well, I just want to remind you that you all of the terms of the Cultural Commission have expired. So
we have already discussed this, many times, and you want to.
But you assert things and you post things on Facebook and in social media as if they're fact.
Mark, if you had knowledge and information of that, wouldn't it be your duty to kindly notify me of these things in written format instead of here in the public? Now we're becoming silly. I need you to stop, okay?
The mayor is the appointing authority.
Mark, yeah. Yeah, because as far as I'm concerned, Mark, and I knew that going into the new year, that very well, you know, I might find myself not chairing. Okay, I knew that, but you know, Mark, I'm going to forge ahead on what I can for 2025 because I have the talent, I have the time, and I will make the commitment as Diana is saying, volunteer. So whether it's called chair or volunteer, please stop interrupting. You have a chance at the end to summarize it the way you want to. So we can get through all of this and keep the excited volunteers that we have going forward. And part of the reason why we don't have more people here is because they anticipated this kind of, you know, riffraff going on, and it's unnecessary. We're volunteers, if that makes you happy. What the hell is it doing? And I so appreciate everybody's support. You just have no idea. I mean, we put so much work into this, so much. And that's besides Derby Day and besides all the concerts and everything else like this. Okay, so we got Jim. Oh, next, of volunteers. We have a message from Jeffrey Brooks, who is Derby High School's music director. And Jeffrey is also a conductor with Greater Connecticut Youth Orchestra. And boy, what he's done with that band, I mean, they are like flying. They have a big brass section now. He's got kids involved that are athletes. Some of them were my students as a substitute. He's got special ed students involved. You know, I mean, they're excited. And interestingly enough, Jeffrey Brooks also knows Derby-born and raised Tony Sushi, who's been our, Tony has played, performed a couple times this summer for us. And I only met Tony this summer. And Jeffrey Brooks was a student of Tony's. And they just can't, Jeff couldn't believe, oh, Tony's from Derby. And so what's going on now is that Tony Sushi has notified us that he was commissioned for a 300th celebration to create a song for, it's not Coventry, but it's a town close by. And he is willing to commission a song for Derby. So, you know, that's something that is a possibility. These volunteers can go forward with that. And Here's the message from Jeff. Or no, it's from Tony. By the way, back in 2004 and 5, I was one of the faces in your community in your room at Coventry High School, learning about teaching band with some of my UConn cohort. It will be very cool to collaborate again. Susan, when will the centennial be? What part of the year? Where will this take place? At the moment, I am not thinking we would include middle school students, but the high school should be able to do it. And perhaps for this type of event, we'd invite band alumni to rehearse and join. So we would have the music component of it, you know, really strong for the 350. If these guys are able to do this, if the committee is able, or whatever you want to call it, volunteers are able to go forward with this, you know, it's just the best news. And it's all, you know, we just don't know right now. This is the excitement. These are the conversations among, you know, a lot of excited and talented people. So we want to get that out there. We have somebody who, this is the best ever. Robin Falcione Smith, who is our new alder, she, we had discussed doing some kind of roadshow, like a antique roadshow, but it would be the Derby Antique Roadshow. But what Robin was thinking, and which is even more exciting, is that we call it an auction. She wrote it down. Okay, here's what Robin has to say. If you want to hold an auction like Griffin does for their gala, that could be a silent auction or a live auction. You can hold a silent auction during the 350th ball. Everyone in costume. So this would be at the end of 2025. And you can imagine the expense that would be tied in with something like that. So that might work really well with the budgets, you know, because the new fiscal year begins in July. So that would be fabulous. And that is something Robin is ready to take on as a volunteer. And I want to relay her message. Next, May Ely is an author. She's a cultural volunteer. And she is offering to do bookbinding, teach you how to do, if you've got any antique books, you know how the covers have value. A lot of times they get tattered, they're fragile. And she can help people to do that. And Derby Neck has generously offered to go ahead and let her use their facility to do that. So those are the messages from the, Roger, did you want to talk now? He has a great message from Bill Purcell.
Well, let me just jump in. As you probably know, the governor is coming into town on Thursday. And I've been talking to the state director of tourism, and she is aware that we're looking at putting on a 350th anniversary. The Chamber of Commerce is excited. NVCOG is excited. They see this as an attempt or an effort by us to bring visitors to the valley. I mean, obviously it's a Derby event, but they see it as bringing people to the valley. And so I've talked to several businesses, and at the moment I've got about 5 businesses already willing to be sponsors. I'm not going to name them or give you the numbers, but there is real interest amongst the business community. The other question which is coming up, and you know, I don't want to make this a controversial thing, I'm hearing the question, what has Derby done in the last 50 years? What's been consequential? What do we want to talk about? Do we really want to talk about the history? Or do we want to talk about where we're going and where we are? As you probably know, the governor's here to celebrate a fuel cell that's the second biggest in the country. We've got all kinds of support from Silicon Valley companies interested in installing sustainable technology within Derby. So I think we have to ask our question, do we want to keep going backwards or do we want to focus on the future?
Right. Right. Yeah. You know, that now Tom Lionetti, and thank you for all that wonderful, encouraging information, Roger. That's pretty exciting. Actually, and Roger had also notified us that, Bill Purcell of Valley Chamber of Commerce, who I've met, is 100% behind, you know, this 350 effort. that the volunteers are going for. So that is so encouraging. And now Tom had spoken on this last month. His concern, he brought up demographics of Derby, and he challenged too, you know, how do we want to proceed? Because, you know, the population is, to put it brutally, you know, some of the older people that were involved with the 300th are a lot older and are just not here. Tom, did you want to embellish on that? His microphone's turned off.
You're doing a good job. Keep on talking. I'm listening.
Okay, yeah, I'm talking for you. But yes, he had really kind of focused and emphasized on those thoughts, which is certainly true. I remember when Ian was going to St. Mary's School, Father Janusz at that time asked Ian to lead the youth orchestra. And that's something in Catholic schools that I remember growing up, you know, we didn't have. Sometimes I play guitar, but mostly it was the big, you know, pipe organs. And what Father's concern 12 years ago was, you know, I want to make sure that we keep the church replenished. And, you know, maybe we need to focus in on the youth. And Father had that vision in 2012. So it has a lot of merit, you know, how do we. I think that when you look at the calendar now, you can see that's a lovely mix of maybe both old and new. Again, it's a proposed calendar. So there can be a lot of tweaking on this calendar. But I hope I summed up for Tom the way he said it last month. So anyway, going back to my, anybody want to dive in and say anything in support, of course, please do. Because sometimes it's me talking way too much. Well, did you want to say anything about it? Okay. Well, we have every Tuesday at 6 o'clock through 2025. No, he couldn't make it. No, Jim, I know very well. Oh, yeah. Well, that's true too. We kept telling him, but yes, they are all the way out to 2025. As a matter of fact, the first Tuesday of every month at 6 o'clock, unless there's a holiday. And then as we go into, I think, the latter part of 2024, a lot of the volunteer / committees would be meeting weekly. And those dates you would pick yourself. You know, a lot of the volunteers, groups, committees, whatever you want to call them, standalones, you know, they can go off and virtually run on their own, you know, engines, because, you know, they understand what the focus is. And that's what we had anticipated in the beginning. So I just think it was every, I have to tell you, every Tuesday since April, we've had a different batch of people. It's rarely been the same, except the people on the Zoom. They're generally the same. And, you know, Zoom really works if you can hear each other.
Well, once the, what do you call it?
Formalized or anything. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anytime. Yeah, because the idea is the chairs to come back, you know, all get on the same page and make sure, you know, can you picture a million spreadsheets and flowcharts and whiteboards and just, you know, whatever, Excels. You know, I mean, it's going to be like that because it's going to come down to a lot of logistics. The beauty of this calendar, is that a lot of these entities are already doing what they do best all the time anyway. So for instance, the Derby Historical Society and their Silver Keys, you know, they would be part of the 350. They're already doing that. And the most important part here too, and I don't want to neglect, and Al Kniper, I've got to let him talk. Initially, when I was approached by Dr. Anita on this, I was also approached by entities who are celebrating their anniversaries, and that would be East End Hose Company, their 75th anniversary in 2025, and also the class of 1975, it's their 50th year anniversary, and then the Elks, the Derby Elks Lodge, what's it, 571, they're celebrating their 125th anniversary. So it means a lot to them for 2025, particularly them. They were really excited. Now, Al's been very consistent about coming, and he's got fantastic new ideas. And they're on here. Al, did you have anything to say else?
No, I'm good. I really don't have anything. We can't make any movement until we get some concrete dates.
Yeah, but we're thinking summer, yes?
Yeah,
summer 2025? Yeah, the warm weather. It can't be spring. It's a muster competition, right? And the fishing contest.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it any earlier than May.
Okay. Uh-oh. Well, that's that comment. Okay, Al. But again, Al, did you want to talk about the muster competition briefly? For those that don't know, I had never heard of it before.
It's just a competition between fire departments doing different types of events. If you go on YouTube, there's lots and lots of videos.
It's like physical, yeah. Athletic competitions?
Yeah, like operational type things that the fire departments would do.
Oh, you mean like demos? Like sliding down poles the quickest or what?
Oh, like stretching hose lines, all different things.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Bucket brigade.
Yeah. There is a multitude of different events.
So it's super educational and fun, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like the Touch a Truck, which we enjoyed greatly. Anybody go to Touch a Truck?
No, nothing like that.
Okay. I guess that, yeah. And we were educated with just that alone. That was wonderful. Okay. So. Did you hear that?
I don't know if anybody can hear me.
What was that?
This is Diane.
Yeah, Diane's basically saying that she's not always getting timely Facebook notices, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah.
You heard that, right? And I'm going to put Diane on with you. To whoever. This is to everybody, right? Not just to
us. Yeah. What we're going to have to do is come up with a way where we can let the citizens know what's going on better than what's been happening, because a lot of people don't even know what's going on. And putting it on Facebook, not everybody has Facebook, not everybody follows it. We need a way, especially a lot of these things are small events or indoor events. We need a way to get the word out and to get everybody in the town to know what's happening and when. So it's just something that we got to think about and come up with a plan to basically advertise.
I think Roger's jumping on that, right? Roger, did you want to address that? Especially through the Chamber of Commerce. Roger, did you hear Diane's comments about publicity? Oh, you did good. Roger, yeah, sometimes it craps out. Hey, Roger, can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, Diane has a concern. As did I, as far as, you know, public notices, because really, it did at 7 o'clock, I remember. Right, because we have social media. You know, the one thing that we're missing in town is a marquee. And I'll let you know how Derby High School has a marquee. You always know what's going on. It's electronic. It's always publishing everything. You need a combination of everything, you know, social media, Derby marquees, signs. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I know you can rent like those construction signs.
Susan, let's talk about it offline. I've got some ideas, okay?
Oh, okay. Roger, yeah, he really was going to address that in a big way. That's a big concern. It is. It's a legitimate concern.
Susan.
Yeah. Who's that? Al?
Yeah. Yes. So I know you can rent like those electronic construction signs.
Oh.
And we can also just go back to the old school way and do, once we get dates set, we can do like a calendar and see if there's a way we could mail it out through the city.
Yeah, there is a giant list that is, there is a giant list that exists for mailers that we could access, yes. Mm-hmm. And construction signs, possibly, sure. But again, my dream was always, and this is just... If we had the funds, we really should have had a beautiful marquee at City Hall facing 34 or at the Derby Green. Yeah, the Derby Green is where people would look to see what events are happening too. It's a visual thing as well as, you know, social media and getting flyers and everything else like that. And as Diane said, the big banner. So this is all written down. Thank you, Diane. Right now it's going on 7 o'clock, and I don't, unless anybody else has anything, we see Will online, and we're happy you're here, Will. I don't know if you had any questions or contributions or thoughts. Again, all of this can be reviewed looking at the City of Derby dashboard, which is the City of Derby website dashboard, and you look under special meetings for Cultural Commission, and you can review what everybody's been saying all along. But this is a nice time before the holidays for us all to kind of let this all sink in and see, you know, knowing what some of the commitments are, what some of the possibilities are, you know, what would you want to be doing? And then through December and January, as things assimilate at City Hall and things get in order, you know, we'll have more direction. And we had hoped to have direction for January of 2024. We had hoped to have budgets aligned and dates all set for January 2024, because we're really only left a year of planning. Anybody else? Oh, Tom, too, I did want to ask you, I have you listed on the calendar for the relay, the road race. Is that still your baby?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen to you, you sound so tentative.
I saw that you're going to do bell ringing for New Year's Eve.
Well, we hope to. You know, we talked about it last month. To start it off. Yeah.
I had in plans, as a matter of fact, as I'm speaking, I was going to run a road race for New Year's Eve. Have it shot the gun at midnight and run through the city and run a 3-mile road race and finish up with a champagne cocktail. So seeing that I was gonna do that race, why don't we combine that and do that? And then you do your bell ringing, and then the race starts, and it's a new year. Just an idea.
Oh yeah. Oh, I love it.
Just an idea. If you think it's possible, then we have to get a hold of the police department, yeah, the mayor. So, you know, that has to start now. So
yeah,
we have to get it in place. If you definitely want to do it, then we got to start planning for that now. Okay, that's all I got.
The police are usually pretty supportive, and then some of them are pretty athletic. I know I would be a part of that race. That sounds like so much fun. I won't want to say Derby, the New Year Day would be that day. It'd be exhausted, but it'd be well worth the fun and well worth the memory. And I think, yeah, a lot. I've done midnight bicycle races before. Of course, I was much younger. God, they were so much fun. Something you just don't ever forget. And maybe if we had enough supervision and police and support, you know, the kids could be involved. Some of them are up anyway. Also, too, that brings to mind, you know, that's the start of the 350. And that's it sounds like a beautiful, healthy start. And the end of the year also is right here listed, New Year's Costume Ball with Silent Auction, which Robin wanted to run with that. And what I love about that is it brings forward what we were doing in the 300th, because there was an elaborate costume ball. And it combines the silent auction too. But that date allows us to build funds because it's at the end of the year, as we are hoping to do our grant writing or our corporate sponsorships, which Roger's talked about. He's gotten some commitments already. That some of these expensive items that I thought were out of reach for us because we're not the manufacturing town that we were in 1975 is very possible. And you really want to end the year with something memorable, and it's classy, and you know, people could get excited about it. And maybe it doesn't have to be a costume ball, because many people might, you know, that's such an expense, but it could be some kind of a elegant thing. As a matter of fact, Al Fenton, Big Band, who did, what kind of dancing is that you do with a big band? Swing, I think. I want to say swing dancers or ballroom. They demonstrated at our Derby Day. We had the whole area in front of the gazebo was filled with people who were taking lessons and then dancing to that big band music, which really shocked me. And kids were involved too. So you'd be surprised sometimes how these venues can attract, you know, different people, especially the youth. You wouldn't think, but they were. So I thought that the beginning and the end started, you know, that those kind of, and sandwiched in are a lot of what Derby's good at doing, and they're already doing anyway. So we have a lot of commitments here, i.e. aka volunteers. And most of the things that I'm suggesting, that my name's here, are not overly costly. I think the most costly thing, we'd hope to have a gallery of vintage homes here in the Alder Chambers. So that would require to take, I have a photo album that I've collected over the years of homes, mostly on the west side, but you know, there are some on the east side too, and beautiful, that we would blow those up and then frame them through dollar store frames and just have them here, and maybe have a talk on architecture or have some of the homeowners here. As a matter of fact, I saw something like that displayed at the Derby Middle School. Their conference room had very much a similar thing like that. It was just fascinating to look at some of the photographs and the styles and the way they took those photographs. So I'm thinking that I projected that cost at about $500, and that was probably going to be my most costly item. So anyway, I remain excited. I don't know what the future is, but I know one thing. I've met a lot of great people, and they want to come on board. So I hope that we all hang in there. Anybody else? That was old business. New business is contacts made. We talked about that already. I really talked about the contacts made when I was delivering the messages from all the different volunteers that want to chair. And discussion of Valley Community Foundation grants. That's something that we're going to do, you know, regardless of whether, you know, I've worked with them already with the Lions Club a little bit. We didn't pursue our grant, but it doesn't mean we won't. And certainly we would want to explore that option for funding for our 350. We were, so that also covers fundraising efforts and strategies. Again, January is going to be really important to get that nailed down. People want dates, they want to know who the committees are, and they want to know what the costs are. Our next meeting would be December 5th. That would be a holiday gathering. That's it, really. That's our meeting. Pretty good? Ladies, did you have anything?
No, I think I put my two cents.
Well, what do you think in general?
I think we've got a lot of work.
But once they are, you know, what's your feeling about what we have to offer, is, you know, to the citizens? It's were you at the 300th? That's your centennial? Yeah, 1975.
Is that the moment?
Yes. Yeah. See, that's excellent. What do you, is that the thing you remember the most from the 300?
You can't hear what's being said.
Yeah, we've got people who are recalling their memories of the 300. Yeah, I was just thought, I don't know if you can hear me now.
So are you, is the meeting adjourned or you're still talking?
No, we were just reminiscing about the 300th when we all dressed up in the colonial costumes and what we remembered and what we don't remember.
Right.
And that's what we were talking about, but you guys couldn't hear me.
Okay. Everybody, I think that was a great meeting. It was, you know, a little confusing at times, but we, you know, persevere as we always do. Regardless of our positions, I think everybody wants the best time and the best for Derby. And as long as I'm a homeowner here, that is exactly what I'm gonna be doing. So, you know, if I've got spare time, besides my great outdoor athletics, you know, I'd like to be involved like I've always been, so. Now, I wanna clarify something. I just wanna make sure that I understand. Mark, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you mentioned something about my chair expiring already.
Well, the terms for the cultural commission are 3-year terms. So in the last 2 years, there's been no appointment to the commission. So we don't.
No, I was before too. Before when I was acting chair when there was nobody, and Betsy, yeah, back in 2019. Yeah, boy, I tell you what, you know, I was acting chair, then I'm chair, now I'm acting chair. What am I? All I know is I'm here dutifully as I always am. So I really think this has to be ironed out though, because for some reason I kept seeing 2025. Ian kept asking me. I'm like, Ian, oh my gosh, you know. Well, like, do you want to be chair, Ian? Yeah.
As I said,
to get a break from treasurer. Huh? What, Mark?
As I said, the mayor is the one that makes the appointment. So
yeah. I remember that.
And they're subject to the approval of the Board of Aldermen. That's pursuant to the board. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember all that. So anyway, guys, and
can I ask you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I think we're having a dead meeting again. I just have a question. With all these events, these all seem like small one-time events. Is there going to be one day where there's a big celebration, like Derby Day type deal?
Okay. Diane is wanting to make sure that besides these singular standalone events that are one day, that, you know, are we going to have a majorly big celebration? And if you look at our calendar for fall of 2025. Okay. And if you look at the first line item under fall 2025, you'll see September Economic Development will oversee Taste of Derby along with the Cultural Commission for Festival Celebration, Music, and Fashion Show. So basically, yeah, like we had last, we have it 3 years now, you know. Anyway, sure I can. It was never a fashion show at J.C. Penney's. Usually, they're international celebrations, so everybody would dress in their costumes, you know, from all the different countries, like five or six people. Right, but I just want to make sure that you understood what we've had in the past. Yeah. 1 year in 2019, we had the Kobo Boutique all Parisian jumpsuits in 2019. And then the 2 years after that, it was all international. So yeah, we can swing it towards a 350 emphasis, or rather the colonial emphasis. As a matter of fact, one of our models she represented the colonial era. I don't know if you've seen the videotapes on it. It's pretty cool. But again, I agree. Yeah. Did you hear that? I love it. Diane is saying, and I agree, a timeline of fashion from colonial up till present day to keep in line with the 350 and all the other parallel ideas we have with the timelines. I love it.
Well, Diane, maybe you could ask Susan to forward the video from this year's fashion show, so you'll be able to get a sense of what it was.
Yeah, we'll do that. So that is basically like our Derby Day, I would agree, yes. And Diane had that question, so I think that was an excellent question.
I think to Diane's point, the answer to that question really should be yes. I mean, there should be one big kind of signature event.
That's going to be it, I think. And that's just from what we've all talked about over the past 4 or 5 months. And that's really can be embellished. It could be amplified. You know, this is just a basic thing. Because, you know, again, we don't really have funding projections as of yet. There's a puppy that's crying for its mama right now. If you hear any strange noises, that's what it is. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's hard because every month we have different people, different waves of interested groups coming on board, and then you've got to refresh everybody's memories from all the other meetings and then come up with something new also, or it's, you know, and Mark, you've been here the whole time. You've seen how it's evolved.
It's of note that people come to one meeting and then they don't come back, or two meetings, they don't come back. So it's a logistical problem, right?
Robin, we lost our 1975 people. I have no way of knowing if they're interested. Jack can't because he's too involved with his historic plaques, and I understand that totally. And Dave has got another project going on, and Mark Anthony wanted to come. In fact, one night he was here, and for some reason we weren't here. I don't know, somehow he got the dates mixed up or something. So, and Mark has expressed continual interest, and Mark, he loves to be involved with anything that he can. So it's just really hard to figure people out right now.
One of the things we didn't hear was about the incorporating the Sterling Theater and the Sterling Opera House Commission on this, because I know Dave Condon's involved with that. So it probably would, I mean, is there an objection to having the Sterling Opera House Commission be part of the 350th?
The Sterling Opera House.
Yeah,
everybody's encouraged. Everybody. I mean, this has been well advertised on social media, talked about.
But I mean, you agree that it would make sense to have the, you know, the Sterling part of that?
Well, I don't know why they haven't stepped forward. I know that right now, I don't know how much they're focusing on. And they weren't even at Derby Day. They were going to show up at Derby Day, and they didn't show up. So I'm not sure.
The date was changed, right?
No, but they didn't let me know. And they, I told them the date was changed.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she contacted me.
What?
Yeah, maybe it would be good to contact them so they know, you know, or
I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure how they feel about me, Mark. You know, there's been a little dissension there.
I think we would all agree that the 350 is not all about you. It's about the city, right?
Wait a minute. What?
You don't know how they feel about you, but it's really
okay, Mark. You know, I know what you're doing here, and it's quite amusing. I've got a location release agreement with my name on it. All right, I was the authority for Leica Shop.
For
Leica Shop Productions filmed over at the Sterling. My name
Mark,
is on
the agreement. I have a friend on there. I'll just reach out to him.
You don't have to reach out. Yeah. I've got the agreement. Oh, and yeah, I know you do, Al. I just want to make sure we back up because you, Mark, you asked me a question. Okay, so I'm answering it. This agreement wasn't taken seriously. And therefore, there was, you know, a problem that developed. And it's out in the open. It was discussed at an open meeting. All right. And I really don't appreciate that. Sometimes there's facts. So I would rather that we all, you know, work together. Because Cultural Commission has worked together successfully with all different groups.
Right,
We've had a lot of success.
What I'm saying is I'm not sure what you're talking about. I don't know what agreement you have.
I know you're not, but I will tell you that I've been told, you know, many, many things that I feel like a little bit of libel and slander, Mark. And so therefore, it's a little bit uncomfortable. I'm not sure, you know, how to proceed with them. I'm really not. And besides, they can always come on board. If they were to sit here right now and say they would have a lot to offer, a lot. You know, we want as much culture as we can. Culture is a great value. It's a great value to the economy, and you know, it enriches our lives. So my take has always been, the Cultural Commission and the Sterling Opera House Commission are like bookends. They do their thing, we do our thing, but you know, it helps build the city up for tourism. And as a matter of fact, we led a tour of the Sterling Opera House back in 2012. Rich DiCarlo was chair, and you know, we were part of that. We've been in there. It does need work. So, you know, we played, that was a fantastic tour. That was one of the best things that I
did. In terms of taking off what Tommy Lane Eddie said, it would be, that would be a good way to celebrate the past and the future, with you know, as one of the many other things that are going on as well.
Say that again, Mark.
Including the Sterling, because of the ongoing renovation efforts, is a symbol of celebrating the past and the future.
Yeah.
Roger said it as well.
It is, and we want, you know, we would love for them to be part of this. In fact, there's time for, they're not the only ones. I mean, there's time for a lot of people to jump on board. And see, that's the other thing too. As this thing picks up pace, once everything's officiated, and as we begin to reach out more and more people are getting on board, you know, it becomes more moving parts. When we were saying last month, we should limit, oh my God, we should limit the, I don't know if I'm going to go off. We were saying last month, you know, let's get everything nailed down for January. We weren't going to just stagnate for now. This is the end. You know, we're here. You can't do anything else.
Because
they won't be able to hear you now.
January's passed. No, you can't come on board because you didn't come in January. I mean, that's just silly. You know, we realize that as the year goes forward and as word catches on, there's going to be so much more excitement generated. There's going to be so many more people who want to get on board. And now, how do you handle that? I don't really know, but they should be able to come on board. Anybody, it shouldn't just end for January. These are the committees. It's final. This is your budget. It's final, right? But somehow it seemed like that's what we were discussing last month. I wasn't sure, you know, how wise that was.
Right. Well, so, but I mean, if you're saying there's an issue with libel and slander, that's a different issue.
Well, I'm a little bit upset. You know that.
Because libel or slander is when somebody says something that's not true, right?
Hey, Mark, I don't know where you're trying to sound like a lawyer here.
I'm not trying to be like a lawyer, but
I'm telling you right now that I had a little bit of authority to be at an event, and I shouldn't have been told what I was told. And I'm not going to be that person that discusses all the details here.
Okay, but I'm just saying, when you talk about saying stuff that's not true or so forth, that would go the same for you, to not post stuff about people in city government that's not true when you know it's not true.
Well, Mark, you know, we know what you're talking about too.
Okay? I know. Because
everything was modified a bit. This is a meeting. This is a meeting between, you know, this is about the 350.
You mentioned the
Sterling Opera House.
Yeah, because it should be part of the event.
And so a lot of entities should be part of the event, right? I mean, they're not the only ones, and they're important, right?
Right.
So let's not linger on just who. Do you have any other ideas on who else should be part of it?
Well, I'm just saying they shouldn't be excluded.
Well, they're not. How would you even say a thing like that?
No, I'm just saying. Listen,
Mark, you know, I know that you and I cannot always find mutual agreement, but Mark, I've reached out to you and I've asked you just like I've asked many people to come on board and help out, okay?
And I'm here. I've been at every
meeting.
And I've done all
publish,
that. Stuff,
publish, you know, publish things on that. Twitter, to publish things, you know, the city has access to Twitter.
I've done it. I don't have the Twitter.
To the website. And sometimes it's just not out there. It's a little, and, you know, our hands are tied a little bit. I don't have control of that. And I've invited you and asked you to be part of the Cultural Commission, Mark. I've asked you because you're that talented. Would you like to be part of the Cultural Commission?
And I have participated. I go to all your events.
I can't believe the way this meeting is going. This is not a meeting. I was admonished for not doing fundraising, but I never got any fundraising help, if you recall.
Well, you said I could summarize at the end, and all I'm saying is that you referred to me as riffraff in the earlier part of the meeting, which I don't really appreciate.
What? The riffraff? Excuse me? That's rewind. Okay. Now, you want to, if you want to talk about weird, I never called, you know, as far as me, I don't use language like stupid and dumb and riffraff, okay?
Listen to the recording.
I will listen to the recording. Mark, you know, you shouldn't really use the city public resources like this. It's very petty. Okay. I like to just keep my mind on the big picture. All right.
Okay. Is the meeting done?
Well, it's baked. This meeting is baked.
Okay.
You had a strong hand in that. You were not encouraging to your volunteers. I'm not a hired executive. I've worked so hard. I've worked very hard, Mark. I should at least have a thank you. And you know that I have.
Okay, so it's 7:20 and the meeting is adjourned, I guess. Is that it?
Yeah, where's my thank you, Mark?
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for conducting the meeting.